They're hiding it from you.
There we go.
Yeah. Okay, welcome to the John Hancock Charter School Board meeting at 7:03 p.m. on Wednesday, July 16th. Let's see. We don't have any public here, and I didn't get anything in my email, so we don't need to worry about that. Oh, I guess we should welcome everybody that's here. Kim Frank, Julie Adamick, Megan Johnson, Kyle Tippett, Joe Spencer, Allison Klinger, and Craig Frank. We're not going to do a Pledge of Allegiance. Let's go to the minutes. Consent agenda. Does someone want to make a motion to approve the minutes from June 24th? You should have got those in an email.
I will move to approve those.
Thank you, Megan. Do we have a second?
That was Allison.
No, that was
Oh, that was
Megan.
Allison?
No,
Oh, it
that
was
was
Megan.
no that no,
Oh,
that
it
was
was
me.
Megan. Sorry.
Yeah.
I could not
Yeah.
tell because I don't have my screen set right. Sorry.
Okay, so I
And
got Megan and
Joe
Joe. Okay. All right. Any questions, comments? Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, Finance Committee report, Craig.
All right. I guess since Chair of the Finance Committee, Wendy, is not here, I will give that report if that's okay.
Yes, please.
So this report is as of the end of the fiscal year, June 30th, 2025. The Zions checking balance was $1,176,500.61. The savings account balance is $242.84. The public treasurer's investment fund is $1,003,602.65. Days cash on hand reflected on June 30th is 70.1 days, and 100% of the fiscal year lapsed on 6/30/2025. Any questions about those numbers? I sent out a copy of the final budget, which would constitute the board report this time. And let's see, it looks like Julie pulled that up. One of the things we'll be asking the board to do, I think it's under this budget item, right? Or it's under this agenda item. Is to vote to adopt the amended fiscal 2025 budget. This reflects some balancing that's been going on during June and July. We'll continue to reclassify some of the line items, moving money from line item to line item as we refine the budget, getting ready to submit that to the state. But the numbers, the amounts, the revenue and expenses are fixed at this point. There is a small discrepancy between what we have spent year to date and what we will end up with at the end of July. Which reflects the almost $6,000 that we will be getting from the state allotment memo. They sent a 13th month memo allotment out, oh, sorry, allotment out, and so that's the difference between the 727 298,000 and the 732 853. So there's about 5,000 or 5,600 or something. Anyway, that is reflecting of the mental health amount, which is the last allotment or the last Utah grant submission that we made for the fiscal year. So everything else should be collected at this point.
Okay.
So yeah, that's why there's this a small discrepancy there. And like I said, I'll be moving things around line items until the end of July. And then but the actual dollar amounts are fixed at this point.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions? You should have had a chance to take a look at that earlier. Thank you for that explanation. Somebody want to make a motion to accept the FY 2025 final and reconciled budget?
It would be the amended budget.
The amended, okay, say how you want it to, you say how you want it to.
It would be the FY 25 amended budget.
Okay.
I'll move FY to 25. Accept.
Thank you, Allison. Do we have a second?
Second, Joe.
Thank you, Joe. Okay, any questions, comments? All in favor say aye.
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 Excellent. All right, that was unanimous. Julie, Allison, somebody's taking notes, I'm assuming?
I am.
Okay, thanks, Allison. Okay, thanks, Craig, for your work on that. I know that's a fun activity for the summer.
Thanks, Greg.
All right, let's move on to proposals for the transportation program. The transportation committee met this past week and opened the RFPs. Julie, you want to go over that?
Sure, quickly. Proposal A was like $800,000, so it did not score well. Proposal B actually did very well, and then proposal C did very well as well. It came right down to previous experience and a discrepancy, a small discrepancy in price. So proposal B, we would like to ask that you guys vote for that. And it was the right way transportation or right way busing.
And that was a unanimous choice by those of us on the transportation committee. It seemed pretty cut and dried to me. Does anybody have any questions? That Julie's gone over the bus routes and all that stuff. Can't fathom why the first one was $800,000. They were minivans. So yeah. I think they were going to go buy a fleet of minivans. And I don't know. We could have done that.
Yeah. So anyway, thank you.
All right. So that was, are we going to vote on that tonight?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. So we need to have someone make a motion to accept proposal B for our transportation program. Okay. I got McKay. Allison, do you want to do the second?
Sure.
Thank you to both of you. Any further questions or comments? Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, that's unanimous as well. Julie, policy review, board of directors, attendance policy and procedures.
Yes. So there was just a quick thing that we had to go in and change. The state clarified chronic absences versus truancy. And we just had to amend our budget, or I'm sorry, amend our policy. So that's all that was, is we just cleared up that definition.
And you guys should have seen that. Julie sent that out earlier today. It was pretty simple. Okay, I will accept a motion then to amend our attendance policy and procedures.
I'll make the motion, Joe.
Thank you, Joe. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Megan. Any questions or comments? Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Okay, that's unanimous as well. Same with the administration of medication policy. You should have all received that. Julie, you want to go over that quickly?
Yeah, just quickly. It allows students to self-administer epinephrine nasal spray, which has never been allowed before. It also clarified some definitions and language regarding administration of glucagon. And one other thing, any unlicensed person who administers meds in a school setting is required to receive annual training from the school nurse. We already did that, but now it's policy.
Okay, well, that wasn't very hard either. Anybody got any questions? All right, I'll accept a motion to accept the amended administration of medication policy.
I'll make
the motion.
Oh, right,
I'm gonna take that was McKay, right?
Yeah,
or maybe McKay.
Yeah, all right, thanks, McKay. And then Megan, you want to do the second?
Second, yeah,
Thank you, Megan. Okay, any questions or comments? All right, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? All right, that passes unanimously. Julie has pulled up the enrollment report. Julie?
All right, just real quick, this is where we stand right now. The intent means that they have started the process. They're just not finished. You'll notice with our intent, enrolled plus intent, we're sitting at 1123, sorry. So we're still working every single day on this, but I'm happy with our projections here. We had to pause for a moment on registration because we are right this week in the middle of moving over from Aspire to our new SIS system. So everything is down. Aspire's down, down as we do that switch. We're supposed to be live on the 20th. So that's when we can start start finishing up that process.
Yeah, you know that PG stuff that just confirms that we're kind of aging out over there, aren't we?
Yes, it does.
We have that tiny of a kindergarten.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is surprising, but not really. I mean, we knew that side of the valley is very much aging.
Yeah. Not much you can do about that, but I imagine you're sending emails and advertisements and stuff.
We are marketing. We've got banners. We got it on the marquee. We're getting signs for parents to put in their yards. We are doing.
Oh, good.
Jolene and I are working hard on that.
Good. Okay. Well, how long will it take to get moved over to Infinite Campus?
The 20th. We should be live on the 20th.
Okay, good. All right. Well, that's not a voting thing. Does anybody have any questions on that?
I would just say, I think 14 kids in a class would be awesome. I mean, I'm just saying, I know we want more, but that would be dreamy for me. That would be awesome.
Yeah. We're working on that, though. We're going to increase that. That's my goal.
Well, good. You're in a good spot. Yep. We've got a few more weeks. Go. We're cruising through July, aren't we?
Wow. We are.
It's crazy. One more month. School will be started.
It's kind of wild. Okay. Do we have an executive session this evening, Julie?
We do not.
Wow, that's awesome. All right. Does anybody else have anything they wanted to bring up or discuss? All right. I will accept a motion to adjourn.
I'll move to adjourn.
Thank you, Allison. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Joe. All in favor say aye.
Joe.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. Thanks, guys, for getting together. We were going to try and skip July, but that didn't go too long. So appreciate it.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Thanks.